Moving on from the Bass Pro Tour, after I just got berated by both of my bosses, going to the Elite Series, stop one, Lake Gunnersville.
We can move quickly through this
one. Yeah, we can. Yeah. I mean,
it's like 2 weeks apart.
Yep, 2 weeks off.
If anything, that's going to be even more of a minnow tournament than the first one.
Yeah, very first beginning of February. First
one's going to be a trap. It's going to be
colder.
Chatterbait. It's going to be, yeah.
It's going to be colder in February. Yeah, I think I gave that one a B for mid-January. I'm going to give this one a B minus.
Again, you're wrong.
You're so wrong.
Okay, then what's y'all's grade on
that? The only part that I don't like about the Gunnersville wintertime, early spring tournaments, especially in a five fish format, is the bridge deal. Because someone could just pull up on a bridge and catch them. And not to hate on that, because like that's obviously a thing. But that's one thing. You know, a bridge is going to play in those tournaments. Mm-hmm. And especially in that February tournament, I would say.
So let's hear it then.
I don't remember what I ranked the other one. Mm. Maybe an A. I'm going to go A.
Same grade? Yeah. Do you want to just say same grade as last time?
Yeah, same grade.
I'm going A plus.
Oh, going A plus. Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild.
I think there will be more bigger fish caught in the February tournament than in the January tournament.
Okay.
I think they'll be starting to set up a little bit better.
Next stop, Lake Martin, Alexander City, Alabama. Immediately. In fact, they have a 4-day turnaround time between Lake Gunnersville and then to Lake Martin. Granted, I don't think Scottsboro and Alexander City is all that far away from each other, but still a 4-day turnaround time is that's pretty quick.
Beginning of the season. They're not burnt out yet.
No, not yet. So have you ever been to Lake Martin?
Nope.
No,
never been there.
I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
For ABT?
No.
No.
For a 2002 Pro-Am something something.
It was 2000, let's say 2002.
It was a BP 100 or 150 then. So when it was pro,
I was in first grade.
I was in, that's where my mind went. 2001, I was 3 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was 4 years old in 2002.
That's going to be interesting, that tournament. I was there the same time.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know a whole lot about it.
Deep shot spots, but you can still go in the pockets and you go up little creeks and catch them.
Yeah. I mean, Takahiro won that event in 2018 on a square bill up the river, I guess.
Yep. It won't be a big weight tournament, but there'll be a ton of fish caught, just a ton of 2 to 2.5 pound spots.
Really?
And then you'll have somebody that'll catch that time of year, a 6 or 7 pound largemouth. Like that'll have some things going on. That'll be a good one.
I'm going to go ahead and just give this a B plus.
I'm a B plus guy on this one.
B plus on that one.
I'm a D plus. I think this is the worst tournament on the schedule.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Hey, yell at him for that.
He's got his reasons.
Oh, yeah. For the love of God.
You didn't have valid reasons. I've got valid reasons.
Yeah. Cause it is. That's what you were saying.
I don't like little spotted bass tournaments where like someone's going to weigh in a 5 bass limit. Are they 12 inches?
This is 12 ridiculous. Inch limit there?
Or is it like a 14?
No, I think it's 12 or what?
Yeah, like someone's going to weigh in a limit for
1987 when I fished it. Yeah.
5 fish for like 412. Huh. Like that's just not attractive to me. So for that reason, I'm a D plus.
Great. I'm glad you didn't slaughter him.
Oh, I liked how he backed it up.
Okay, fair. Next up, Tennessee Tom Bigby Waterway.
I just like saying it. Tom Bigby.
I love that
name. Ten Tom.
Tom Bigby as a word, A plus. Out of Columbus, Mississippi, late March. This is technically the first time the elites are going to be on the Tennessee Tom Bigby Waterway, but have they fished in that area before?
There was an open there this year.
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's really...
I don't know much about it.
There's been BFLs there, but I don't think there's been major level tournaments there.
Really?
In March? I mean, who's the sleeper on this one? Poche? he could find a little something, something.
Mm.
I'm going to go with the hometown hero, Justin Atkins.
Ooh, okay.
Who did you say?
Keith Poche.
For the Elite Series?
Oh, no.
That's why I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, if he was there, you'd win.
Yeah. Just rooting for him anyway.
Dude, I'm so confused.
Can you tell? Big fan. Big fan.
Friend of the program.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it. In fact, I don't even know where Columbus, Mississippi is. So I don't know that I could point out where Mississippi is on a map anyway.
I think that how many guys do you think that are on the Elites? Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be several that fish that event next year, that fish the Open this year, because guys that are going to make it.
Yep.
But other than that, guys that are currently on the Elite Series, there's probably not that many that have actually been there and fished an event there. Atkins is definitely, to my knowledge, got the most experience, I would say. But I don't know much about it other than it's a river system. Yeah. And
it should be interesting.
I would say like you're going to see a lot of square billing. You're going to see spinner baiting, chatter baiting, you know, that's going to be a good mix up tournament.
Yeah. That's,
and I don't know how far you can go. I mean,
yeah,
that's going to be one of those events where you could have a guy make a gigantic run and get to some place that's special, but that's just, I'm not a big fan of this one.
You're not a big fan of this one. Mm-mm. I think for the idea of throwing just about anything there, and a march, I think I'm going to be a big fan of this one.
I'm going to be an A.
Yeah.
On my grade.
I think I'm at an A- for this one.
C plus.
Ooh. Okay. Next one. Fourth stop, Arkansas River out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, middle of April. First time the Elites are going to be on Arkansas River.
Negative.
Really?
Nope.
Did I get it wrong?
Denny Brower won the 2010 Elite Series event there. I believe it was.
Okay.
Talk That's about my a fault. Mic drop.
Well, okay. I only went back to 2015.
It was Denny Brower's last year on tour. Maybe it wasn't 2010. Maybe it was 2012.
Okay. In the last 10 years, they haven't been there.
Correct.
Actually, the last 11 years, they haven't been there.
There's been a couple opens there, though.
Right. Thoughts on this? Since you know so much about it.
I like river systems.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I prefer to fish. Not going to be a big weight tournament. So that kind of not great there. Gonna be some guys that get locked out. Like locks are gonna play there.
Yep.
And that's always an X factor on those river systems like that. So that's kind of cool. Because it's just something else to strategize about. So I'm gonna give it like a B to B-.
Okay. Joe, you ever been to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give this a C+ as well. I can't get excited about it.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't know that I'm looking forward to this one. So I'll give it a C+ as well. I'm just riding the vibes there. I'm trying to look up when the classic is. We already missed it. It's happening between Lake Martin and, Tennessee, Tom Bigby Waterway.
Tom Bigby.
That is going to be at the Tennessee River in Knoxville. How many times have they been there before?
Two classics
so far.
And one elite.
Yeah. It's going to be good fishing.
It's going to be a good party.
That's kind of where I'm going at it. I think it's more so they're going back to where they know there's going to be a lot of people visiting. There's going to be a lot of attendance there. There's always a good turnout for the days that they have the expo. Did we go there? Did we have a booth there or no? At some point?
No.
Not in Knoxville?
No.
No, that was in, where was it? Oklahoma? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oklahoma, two years ago.
I was fact checking myself real quick. It was 2011 when Denny Brower won on the Arkansas River.
2011. Okay. Thoughts on this?
It's the great Canadian Snow Leopards tournament to win again. Jeff Gustafson. I mean, he's,
are you locking him in?
Yeah, how do you like, who else are you going to pick other than him?
Keith Poche. Yeah. I had to. Yeah. They're going to catch fish. I mean, it's
a grimy area though. What is the dates on it again?
Hold on. I just had it pulled up. It's in between the second and third event.
So in March,
early March.
Yeah,
sometime in there. Yeah. Early March.
March
13th through 15th.
That place is kind of grimy. It seems like catching five is you're doing something, mm-hmm. you know, it comes down to smallmouth. If you can catch five smallmouth, I mean, if you can catch 15 smallmouth in 3 days, you will win the classic. And that's what Gussie's has said.
Yeah. They got to be over 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll weigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially and that time of year.
The last time they were there when Gussie won, he only weighed four on the last day, I believe, and still ended up winning.
What year was that?
Or maybe it was three. Yeah, it was three. That would have been
2023, 2 years ago.
It was 22 or 23.
I don't think it was 2023.
20.
Justin Hamner won it last year.
Hamner was on Grand.
Yeah.
In 2014.
No, 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. 24. 23 was what?
It wasn't Jeff Gustafson. 23.
I think it was like 21.
Whatever. He did win it.
2019 was the first year that they were there when Ott Defoe won. And then they came back a couple of years later. Maybe it was 21 or 22. Yeah.
Thoughts on the classic?
Because there's so much more to the classic than just a fishing tournament, I'm going to give it an A.
Okay. Give separate grades. Fishing wise,
good venue, not the best fishing. Probably going to see a lot of the similar tactics being that it's the third classic there in the last handful of years. B plus.
Okay.
No, B.
A B. Ooh. Okay. B.
I'm going B minus.
B minus. So everything outside of the fishing, what are you giving that?
Because the classic is so much more than just a fishing tournament, the expo, all that kind of stuff. I am going
all
to give
the booths, give all the companies coming in
classic venue in A plus. It is the best classic venue that I have ever seen.
Yep.
I'll go A
for all of it or
no, God,
just for the venue and like that
A minus for the derb and A for the venue.
I'm giving the Tennessee River a C minus and then an A plus for the everything outside of the fishing. Cause there's a reason they keep going back to Knoxville. A lot of people there. It's right in the middle of
it's
college.
Central.
Yeah. It's well, that's the happy
another
place
cool
to
factor
be.
Is like the weigh-in is in UT's basketball arena.
Yep. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's the perfect setup for any major tournament.
Absolutely.
Moving on to Lake Murray, Columbia, South Carolina, almost the middle of May, May 7th through 10th. There was an elite series in 2024 that was won by Patrick Walters. And then 2023, Drew Benton won. So shout out to those guys. Thoughts on Lake Murray?
Hit it, Joe.
So I think that time frame is going to be very interesting. So all depending, because you're not in the deep South. I mean, you're in the deep South ish, but like you can still have a 2 or 3 week period where coming out, it could be behind mm-hmm. or it could be ahead. So it's going to be very interesting. It may be just a sight fishing tournament.
Really?
Yep.
So very similar to what do we say? Beaver Lake, where they're just sight fishing.
Yeah. But they're
not that deep,
big though. And they can, it, the water's clear. They could see them. It's going to be, that's tough. Or they could be posted out and just going crazy on bait, on points.
So when Drew Benton won there, that was April 20th.
Yep.
And when Patrick Walters won there, it was May 10th timeframe.
So, yep, that was in 2023 was the third event. And then 24, it was the fifth event of the year.
So going based off of that, I would assume if it's following those same weather patterns, the herring spawn is going to be the deal.
Mm. That's why I did like that. That
that's
was my,
the wild card.
That was my time. Like, 2 to 3 weeks, are they going to be behind like when Drew's catch it or way out?
Absolutely.
If you go back to last year, I assumed it's going to fish the exact same way as almost the exact same way as last year when Patrick won. Because it's again, it's in that same time frame. I assume maybe the same tactics are going to be used. We'll see. I think it's a grab all for who wins.
He's going to win again.
You think so?
Yep.
Okay.
He's too good.
Patrick Walter's too good. Grade on that.
I'll go B plus.
A minus. There's going to be a lot of big ones caught, but we got a pretty good idea how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It could be so weird. I think our grades are perfect because they could be functified.
Yeah.
And it would be a B plus, or they could be just real established, organized, and it could be real good.
Oh, yep. I'll give a B plus on that one as well. I like it. Stop six, Clarendon County, South Carolina, Santee Cooper Lakes, middle of May. There's a 4-day turnaround, same way Lake Murray to Santee Cooper, 4-day turnaround for these guys. Not too far off from each other. They have been, in the last 5 years, they have been here in an Elite Series event 3 times. 2020, 2022, and then 2023. So it's been 3 years since they've been here on an Elite Series event. Thoughts on Santee Cooper Lakes?
Big ones live there. I mean, there's going to be some big ones caught. I think the timing is the question mark for me, being the middle of May. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to be too far along to see like really big weights. But I mean, there will obviously be big ones caught. For the most part, that's a pretty shallow place. There's going to be big ones caught around cypress trees.
The place is loaded, but like, especially that time of year, I just can't get excited watching a guy throw a wacky Senko on cypress knees. Like it's just not exciting to me.
It's just not for you.
That's where you and I are different.
You like throwing a wacky Senko?
Heck yeah.
Oh my
God. I don't really want to say that though. We might have to edit that out.
No, we're not editing it out. Just to clarify, he did not say.
Thank you.
He likes, what did you say? Throwing a wacky Senko.
Yep.
In 9/12. Color.
I don't even know what color that is.
297. Green pumpkin. All right, moving forward.
So the last time when Luke Palmer won, it was April 27th through the 30th.
2 years ago.
And he won by 14 pounds.
Wow.
Throwing a wacky Senko on cypress knees.
I actually believe he was flipping a Texas rig. Does that make it any cooler?
Yes.
And second place. Can you guess second place, Joe? Mm-mm. The one and only.
Keith Boucher?
Double M. Oh. Mark Menendez.
Oh, wow. Backy Mac.
Yep.
Interesting.
Good friend, Mark Menendez.
Yeah. They must have been biting a square bill.
He was flipping a big worm.
How do you remember that? That was 3 years ago.
Dude.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. Just a database of what's happening.
There's little things that happen in fishing that I always just retain.
Mm-hmm. Like people flipping Texas rigs.
And Denny Brower winning on a shell bed on the Arkansas River in 2011. And him and Polinick getting into it over that spot that they didn't know each other was fishing. Like, I remember that stuff.
Wow.
And Denny Brower got locked out on the last day. And everybody was so cool because they knew he was in the lead. So they let him out of the lock first. And really? He got penalized for being late, but he still won the tournament. I could go on for hours, Don.
He'll go all day.
Thoughts on Santee Cooper as far as the grade goes?
I already gave my grade.
What'd you say?
I don't remember hearing a grade.
I don't either.
I thought I gave it a grade.
No, I don't think you did.
What was it then? Yeah. If you remember.
Go ahead and say it again.
B minus. No. Yeah, I think it was B minus. I can't get excited about it. I'm telling you.
B minus.
If it was earlier, like.
I'm just talking. They're going to catch him, but it's just going to be boring.
It's going to be 60, 70 degrees in the middle of May.
I mean, if you want to talk about some old school, like Kelly Jordan.
Did you say 60 to 70 degrees?
Yeah.
At Santee Cooper in the middle of May?
Is it not?
You're on glue.
It's going to be 100.
You think so?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yes.
I just can't imagine it'd be 100 degrees.
I mean, maybe like 90, but it's going to be warm. That's going to be a post-spawn tournament.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected then. 90 degrees, middle of May. You said B minus, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan?
A minus.
Mm. Oh, snap.
Wow.
Big ones.
Big spread.
Big spread. Ones. I think I'm going to go a B. I'll almost split the difference here. I'll go a B on Santee Cooper. Moving on, we're going to see a repeat here from this year. Pascatank River.
That's a fun one to say, too.
It is. And the Albemarle sound?
Albemarle,
I believe that's sound correct. Out of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. 1 month turnaround to get up to the Pascatank River. The event this year, I think, was fun to watch.
The most fun for me watching it was watching these absolute knuckleheads. And I shouldn't even say this because I've had to fix some stuff from that tournament. But like, just big water. And I think that's exciting. I think
it's the ocean.
It's the ocean.
Yeah, it literally is the ocean.
They're fishing in a sound.
So that is so cool to me. And there are so many variables that come into place on that. Kyle won about a mile and a half.
Kyle Welcher
from the ramp this year or last year.
This year.
There were guys catching 30 pounds, 35 pounds, making a big long boat ride. Mm-hmm. And they really never got a chance to expose those fish because of how rough it was in the tournament. So this next one's going to be good, good.
Yeah. I'm riding the same boat there. I'm very excited for this event.
I believe they were there a little bit earlier though this year.
They were.
Wasn't it like April timeframe?
Yes, it was. It was the third event of last year. So it would have been March.
Yeah. So
March, early April.
So Welcher kind of had that area to himself right there by the ramp. He is not going to have that area to himself again this mm-hmm. next year. I think going there, nobody knew about it. And the only thing that most people knew about was like the Chowan River that the Bass Pro Tour was at, which mm-hmm. was like, what was it, like 70 or 90 miles or something from takeoff.
Yeah.
And so many people put their eggs in that basket because they thought that's
it was where so you familiar. Had
to go to win.
Yep.
And so I think you're going to see a lot of different stuff. I think you're going to see a lot more guys stay closer to the ramp. There's still going to be those guys that make that big run. It's cool because that place is still untapped, if you will. Yep. You know, there's still a lot of unknowns. So I like that.
I agree with that. I like it. Only is it Chowan or Chowan River, however you say it.
Whatever it is.
There was a 2024 Bass Pro Tour event there. And that was a good event. This year's event at the Pascatank River was really cool. I like the variability of it. People going just about anywhere. There's going to be a lot of methods there, I think, especially fishing in the Albemarle. That's going to be fun to watch. I'm going to lead this one. I'm going to say this is my first A+ to watch. I'm very excited for this one.
All right. I like the passion.
I like it a lot.
Oh, he loves it.
I love it.
I'm going A on this one. This is going to be a good one.
So I'll be honest, this year.
Oh my God.
It would have been a whole lot less cool of an event if Kyle Welcher didn't win by 44 pounds or whatever it was. So like take him out of the tournament. not near as good of a tournament. So I'm going to go B.
Wow. Way to kill the vibe there. No, no. Thanks.
They're going to catch her.
Yeah.
You stink. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too.
And because it's in June and it's not in April.
Correct.
If it was in April, I'd have a higher grade.
Moving on from my favorite onto almost Joe's home neck of the woods.
That's it.
Lake Champlain up in Plattsburgh, New York, middle of August. Let's see. Since 2017, the Bass Pro Elite Series has been there 5 times. 2017, 2020, 21, 23, and 24. And now they're returning after a year hiatus back to Lake Champlain. I heard you guys talking about this in the sales hallway earlier, but I want your thoughts on it here.
On grade, or what are we, just the event?
Thoughts on Lake Champlain.
It's the same thing every year.
It's the same thing every year.
It's the same. It's August 13th. It's the one little trump card on this deal could be largemouth, because largemouth are coming back on that place. Hmm. And especially with everybody chasing smallmouth, they're just getting beat up. I have a lot of friends that fish it a lot, and those smallmouth are easy to find.
Yeah.
So once you, if you see it once and you know what to look for, you can duplicate it all over the lake, and those fish are getting fished for. They're getting boat shy. Like, these guys can't catch them anymore if it's rough, because boat slap, like, they know you're there. It's going to be different. It's still Lake Champlain. As far as exciting, it'll be an A- for me. And I think somebody could do some wild stuff with largemouth.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. You're not tired of seeing it at all.
The lake?
It or being an event in general.
It's it offers so much. I think it's, I don't want to say always going to be an event, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of different things you can do on it. And it's just kind of a staple. But,
well, like we were talking to, one of the things that you like about it is you've spent so much time there. Mm-hmm. So you can be like, oh, there's, he's over here, or he's over there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the places that the guys are. So that adds an extra factor.
Sure. Yeah. Ryan, thoughts on Champlain?
I hope Joe is correct. I hope that largemouth play more, because it's the same song and dance anymore with forward-facing sonar. When you go to Champlain, the inland sea is going to play minnow like that whole nine yards. Like I said, I hope Joe is correct. Joe knows a whole lot more about that lake than I do. He's got a whole lot more connections to people that are up there fishing. But I'm going to say that I think it's going to be a dominated by smallmouth, because I don't think that you can win anymore up there with forward facing sonar. I don't think you can win up there on largemouth on a 4-day event.
And I mean, we're making these assumptions, not knowing the rules.
Right.
Hey, exactly.
For 2026.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding. Is that like a hint?
Might be some things changing. Who knows?
News to follow.
Who knows? If forward-facing sonar is involved with that tournament, I don't think you can win with largemouth in a 4-day event.
Oh, I don't disagree. Mm. I think somebody's going to scare it, though.
Yeah.
Well, like Seth Fider, like he's the one that I always think of. And I think he won the 1 year there. Mm-hmm. Didn't he?
Yep.
So.
Did he?
I thought he did.
I don't know. This only goes back to 2017.
Maybe he got second the 1 year, but he had a really good event, and he always does very well.
Yes, he does.
But he always has one really good day, a decent day, and then a not so good day, and then a day that he has to go scramble around and catch smallmouth. Mm-hmm.
If it's forward facing and it's windy.
Yeah.
It makes those largemouth look even better. Cause you just can't stay on those things. Like, they're moving. You're in 3-4 footers. Like, it's almost impossible. A lot of variables.
I think in my opinion, and this is, if you take the fishing technique out of it and don't speculate on what could happen, if you take most of those variables out from a spectator standpoint, I think in my opinion, just going back and seeing how many times Champlain is mentioned in anywhere, whether it's MLF or Bassmaster, I'm almost tired of seeing it. because there's no change. Yeah. And it's almost just like going back to what they know. Like they needed spots to fill in. So let's just go back to Champlain.
So that, you know, they refer to it as a fish catching tournament and you need to have those in a schedule. So that one definitely fits that bill.
If I'm 100% in the same boat there, like it's the same over and over and over again.
It's
but if the largemouth do play again, there is nothing better than a 6-pound northern largemouth caught out of the grass. Mm-hmm. I'll take a 6-pound northern largemouth caught out of the grass over a 9-pounder caught out of the grass on Gunnersville.
Really?
100%.
Why
There's
is
just
that?
Something about a big northern largemouth. Hmm. Not saying like same species, but like a fish that is caught up in the north. Like it's just such an old fish. It's old.
Yep.
And
dinosaur.
And that place has got them. Like there's big ones, big largemouth that live in that place. Mm-hmm. That's I remember, you know, just like guys flipping docks up there or catching them on a frog or, you know, whatever. Like that's what I live for.
Mm-hmm. There was a tournament up there last weekend in big largemouth of 7 1/4.
That's wow. Amazing.
That's a big one. That's big.
That's 20 plus years old.
I've heard of an 8.3. They're getting right again.
So grades, because I can already tell my grade is going to be so drastically different from you guys here.
I was A minus.
A minus, right. Yeah. A minus. Oh, this is going to be so bad.
B plus.
Oh no, so bad. I'm going C minus.
You're just sick this. Of it. You're I'm bored.
So,
you're bored
and I'm it. Cool with that.
I'm so tired of seeing Champlain. I agree that it's going to be a good event. There should be a good event somewhere else.
See, my vote, my grade there was kind of biased. Had I gone first before Joe giving his reasons?
Well, do you want to give a revision then?
No. Okay. I'm saying that is my grade now after hearing Joe talk about it, because had he not talked about the largemouth playing more of a factor potentially, my grade would have been like a C.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm tired of it.
So let's move
on.
But
I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful too, but I'm sticking with a C minus. I'm so tired of seeing Champlain. If that was the case for Champlain, it's going to be even more so for me here. St. Lawrence River, Clayton, New York, quick turnaround time. What is that, 11 days between Lake Champlain and here? In the last, since 2017, how many times have they been there? There's been an Elite Series event 8 times since 2017 in St. Lawrence River. I'm going to go ahead and just get out of the way. I'm giving this a D. I'm giving it a D. Y'all can talk about it. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give this just for time of year and location. They're out of Clayton, not Waddington, not Messina, not Ogdensburg. This is going to be also a fish catching tournament. I'm excited because these guys are just pushing the limits of how far they can go now. And you're going to have people going further than anybody's ever run from Clayton. And there's like an opportunity that somebody could catch a 30-pound bag, which is exciting for me for all smallmouth. This one's an A for me.
I'm going to go C minus for me.
Can you tell I'm a smallmouth guy?
Yeah.
No, uh-uh. You like fishing smallmouth?
What the hell?
I'm just like, this is the one more so than Champlain that I'm tired of.
I'm so tired of seeing both of these.
All the tours are going there. And don't get me wrong, it'd be different if I was there fishing and I was there catching the fish, but watching it is so boring to me. Not even forward facing sonar. It's you know that a drop shot is going to be a major factor and it's going to be a spinning rod tournament, which I ain't a hater on spinning rods. I'm just saying, like, you know exactly how this tournament is going to happen before it even gets there. You're going to set the hook on the fish. You're going to hear the drag zinging and then like the fish is going to come up and jump 6 foot out of the water. And then you're going to come back to the boat. It's going to take several runs. Guy's going to scoop it and it's going to be a 5 pound smallmouth. Like it's just, it's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
My excitement's going to be who's going to push the limits.
Who's going to go the farthest? Who's going to try and
break hit boat something
untapped? Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, that is the last tournament of the year. And so a lot of guys, classic cuts on the line.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of risk there.
Is on the line.
100%. Yep.
You know, so
winning
those
in.
Guys are going to
yep.
be.
Yep.
Send it.
A crappy year and
got nothing like to lose.
Nothing to lose except my boat.
Yeah.
If I'm going out with a bang. May as well risk it all. So you said A for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's drastically different. But I'm glad you're excited for the smallmouth though. Sure. So that wraps up our thoughts on the two main tours. We'll have another podcast come out soon about the invitationals and the what's the other ones?
The opens.
Yes, the opens.
And the NPFL.
And the NPFL as well. We need to cover that as well. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you agree with us, let us know. If you disagree with us, please let us know.
And tell us why.
Yeah, tell us why. We would love to hear it. And if you think one of us just completely got it wrong, I'm not pointing fingers, but if you think one of us got it wrong, please let us know who and why. Again, my name is Ryan Kirkpatrick. thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time.